Let us move on to the second item then, matters arising. If I may draw members' attention to the minutes, page 4, paragraph 2.7, which is about the representative from Civic Exchange and Designing Hong Kong are doing a presentation about their workability research and engagement project. This will be an agenda item, which is agenda item number 3 in this meeting. So let us move on to then paragraph 2.9. So LCSD has conveyed members' view and suggestions on the management of the Avenue of Stars, AOS, to the AOS Management Committee at its committee meeting held on the 27th of June. Subsequently, a post-meeting look has been prepared for this agenda item, and the follow-up actions have been circulated to members by email on the 12th of July. I can see from the response that the answers were mainly in three major bullet points, which is the first one is the release of audit report. Currently, the legal advice is being sought. Then collecting views from visitors on AOS, which will be conducted together with the Hong Kong Tourism Board, and finally, the improvement of AOS. Since Tsim Sha Tsui is really one of the key areas within this task force, I know we need time to work on the different aspects, but I just wonder when it would be appropriate for, let's say, the LCSD to come back, especially in relation to the survey or the collecting views from visitors from the Tourism Board, as well as the AOS Management Limited on improving and renovating the existing sittings. Because instead of just having this being studied, I just wonder whether we can follow up a little bit, like, let's say, by the end of year. May I get the feedback from Tourism Commission about collecting views from visitors by the Hong Kong Tourism Board, please? And then Margaret on the improvement.
Yes, thank you, Madam Chairman. We keep maintaining a close contact through the Tourism Board on the views made by visitors. In fact, some of the discussions later in today's item, we do have some feedbacks from the Tourism Board, and maybe we can put it down further for discussion in the next item.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. So, Margaret?
Right. Thank you, Chairman. About the improvement for the Avenue of Star, and I will sure come back to the meeting and report back what we have agreed with the AOS Management Limited on the improvement schemes for the seatings and shelters, etc.
Thank you very much. I think that is very good, because we do need to enhance both locals and tourist experience on AOS. So let us move on to
Nick. I think this is a very important part of our waterfront and clearly needs enhancement. I think we should try and you suggested we should put a timescale on things, and I think we should. I mean, whether it's the end of the year or even sooner, I would like to see a dialogue between this task force and the various parties involved. But obviously your call in terms of when. I would suggest the end of the year latest.
Okay. Thank you, Nick. So I guess this is an important area for everybody. So maybe the Secretariat could work together with LCSD, whether it's possible to come back, let's say, in the next meeting, but definitely before the end of this year. Thank you. So let us move on to the next matters arising, which is on your page 5 of the minutes, paragraph 2.11. So the harbor unit right now is working out the route for walking trips with LCSD and planning department. The details will be confirmed in due course, and it has been suggested that the walking trip will be held later this year to avoid the hot weather. So I think it makes sense. All right. So thank you very much. So we'll keep this in view. Then we move on to the minutes, page 20, paragraphs 7.2 to 7.4. On private coach parking and holding areas. I understand the transport department will be making a presentation under agenda item number 4, so we will follow up from there. And specifically on paragraph 7.3, there were also concerns about handling passengers for harbor tours and cruises. This will be taken up for discussion at the Waterland Interface Task Force. Finally, paragraph 7.5, which is about plans on existing and planned pedestrian networks in Tsim Sha Tsui and Hong Kong waterfront. So as I've mentioned earlier on, we will look at this in agenda item 3. But agenda item 3 is basically on Tsim Sha Tsui only. And then we will also talk about the general principles, etc. over there. So, but Hong Kong will not be covered directly under this agenda item. So if members have specific concerns about Hong Kong, please raise it here. Okay. If not, then let us deal with this in agenda item 3, which is on Tsim Sha Tsui's pedestrian networks and walkability.